Immortality by Liesl Muller. In Sleeping Beauty's castle, the clock strikes 100 years, and the girl in the tower returns to the world. So do the servants in the kitchen, who don't even rub their eyes. The cook's right hand, lifted an exact century ago, completes its downward arc to the kitchen boy's left ear. The boy's tensed vocal cords finally let go the trapped, enduring whimper. And the fly, arrested mid-plunge above the strawberry pie, fulfills its abiding mission and dives into the sweet red glaze. As a child, I had a book with a picture of that scene. I was too young to notice how fear persists, and how the anger that causes fear persists, that its trajectory can't be changed or broken, only interrupted. My attention was on the fly, that this slight body, with its transparent wings and lifespan of one human day, still craved its particular share of sweetness a century later.